Today on the Interlaken Collection, it's music of Gustav Holst. We'll hear several of his most loved works for band and orchestra. That's coming your way on the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Gustav Holst spent the early years of his life struggling to become a performing musician. He had pretty poor eyesight, asthma, and neuropathy in his right arm. He began his music career playing piano, but he switched to the trombone after a bit, trying to overcome his asthma. But changing instruments didn't help, so he started composing instead. One major contribution that Holst made as a composer almost from the beginning of his career was the fact that he wrote music specifically for wind bands to play. At this point, this is the turn of the 20th century, most pieces that wind bands were playing were just arrangements of pieces that had been written for orchestras. Holst's Suite No. 1 in E-flat major, finished in 1909, was one of the very first original pieces written for a wind ensemble. Since most British military bands hired 20 to 30 musicians, Holst composed his first suite for 19 instruments. He also included 17 additional parts and labeled them ad lib because they could be covered or removed as desired. Let's hear one version of Holst's first suite performed by Interlaken's High School Symphonic Band in July of 2003 with conductor Michael Kaufman.
Thank you.
Gustav Holst's Suite No. 1 in E flat major, performed by the High School Symphonic Band at Interlaken on July 11th, 2003. Michael Kaufman conducted that performance. Today on the Interlaken Collection, we're listening to music by Gustav Holst, performed by Interlaken student ensembles. You can stream this and all our episodes at classicalipr.org or in the Interlaken Public Radio mobile app. In addition to his work as a composer, Holst served as the director of music at St. Paul's Girls' School in the United Kingdom from 1905 to 1934. In 1912, pretty soon after he came on board, the school built a soundproof music wing for Holst and his students. In appreciation, Holst composed the next piece we're about to hear, the St. Paul Suite. Here's Rosemary Malachi to conduct the Interlaken Arts Academy String Orchestra in the St. Paul Suite by Gustav Holst. This is a performance from March of 1986.
Thank you.
A performance from March of 1986, the Interlochen Arts Academy String Orchestra, conducted by Rosemary Malachi. They performed the St. Paul Suite by Gustav Holst. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me today on the Interlochen Collection. So far on this episode, we've heard two relatively early pieces composed by Gustav Holst. Now we'll hear two later works. His Hammersmith was written in 1930 on a commission from the BBC Military Band. The title refers to a district in London that Holst enjoyed walking through. Imogen Holst, Gustav Holst's daughter and biographer, wrote that her father loved the good-natured atmosphere of the Hammersmith neighborhood, the assortment for goods that were for sale in the crowded stalls, and the fruit seller who called him Dearie when he bought oranges from her every week. The piece is meant to imitate the River Thames, which Holst said winds through the Hammersmith district and observes everything, but doesn't comment on it. Here's a performance of the Hammersmith Prelude and Scherzo, given at Interlochen in 1974. Here's Frederick Fennell conducting the Interlochen Arts Academy Band.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Hammersmith Prelude and Scherzo by Gustav Holst, performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Band in 1974 and conducted by Frederick Fennell. Today on the Interlaken Collection, we're listening to music of Gustav Holst. You can stream this and most of our episodes at classicalipr.org or in the Interlaken Public Radio mobile app. We'll conclude today's program with what is probably Holst's most famous piece, The Planets. It's worth noting that Holst was writing this music with an eye toward astrology, not astronomy. That's why the movements are in a different order than the order of the planets from the sun. The suite starts with Mars, not Mercury. Each movement gets its subtitle from how each of the planets was thought to affect the psyche. We'll listen to two movements from the planets, Mars, the bringer of war, and Mercury, the winged messenger. Here's Joanne Folletta conducting the World Youth Symphony Orchestra at Interlaken in the summer of 1997. Mars and Mercury, Two Movements from the Planets by Gustav Holst. Joanne Folletta conducting Interlaken's World Youth Symphony Orchestra in the summer of 1997. The Planets quickly became a favorite with audiences, but Holst didn't actually like how much attention it got. That's a big reason why he didn't write a new movement when Pluto was discovered in 1930, just 4 years before his death. Holst thought the popularity of the Planets distracted from his other music. To this day, over 100 years after it was composed, The Planets remains Gustav Holst's most popular work. Thanks for joining us for the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more on our website at classicalipr.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.